بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كتاب اللباس. This is the book on wearing clothes or clothing. باب استحباب ثوب الأبيض وجواز الأحمر والأخضر والأصفر والأسود وجوازه من قطن وكتان وشعر وصوف وغيرها إلا الحرير. Imam Nawawi رحمة الله عليه brings a chapter in this book of clothing regarding it being desirable, mustahab, preferable to wear white clothing. And then he's got the heading that it is permissible to wear red, green, yellow, black, but of course this has got some explanation with it. And the permissibility of wearing cotton clothing made of cotton or linen or hair or wool and other fabrics except silk. And this is for men. For women it is permissible for them to wear silk. قال الله تعالى يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned in سورة الأعراف that O children of Adam, قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا, we have indeed sent down clothing upon you, يواري سوآتكم, so that you may conceal your private parts. So Allah تعالى has given us clothing so that we can cover our private parts. This is haya, modesty. Allah Ta'ala did not make us and send down as animals into this world. Animals don't wear any clothing. Insan wears clothing. So Allah Ta'ala has given us clothing to cover and conceal our private parts. And warisha, the clothing Allah has given us, is also a means of zinat, beautification, beauty. So a person wears clothing, it brings out his beauty and it covers his private parts. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٍ. The clothing of piety is best. In other words, Allah Ta'ala drives our attention to the fact that we should also inculcate not only external clothing, but the inside clothing that is piety, taqwa, that is the best. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمُ الْحَرَّ وَسَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ بَأْسَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says that Allah made for you clothing that protects you from the heat. Especially in the Arab countries when it's extremely hot, then Allah has given us clothing that will protect us from the rays of the sun, from the heat of the sun. And وَسَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ بَأْسَكُمْ. Allah has even given you, made for you clothing that protects you in battle. Person wears armor, so the armor protects him in battle. وَعَنِ ابْنِ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ الْبَسُوا مِنْ ثِيَابِكُمْ الْبَيَاضِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ خَيْرِ ثِيَابِكُمْ وَكَفِّنُوا فِيهَا مَوْتَاكُمْ. رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدُ الترمذي وَقَالَ حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله عنهما narrated Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, wear white clothing, because they are amongst the best clothing you have. And shroud your deceased, your mayyit, shroud them. The kafan should be also in white. So Rasulullah said, إِلْبَسُوا مِنْ ثِيَابِكُمْ الْبَيَاضِ. Wear white clothing because they are amongst the best clothing you have. فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ خَيْرِ ثِيَابِكُمْ. And وَكَفِّنُوا فِيهَا مَوْتَاكُمْ. And shroud your deceased in them. Another hadith says, وَعَنْ سَمُرَى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْبَسُوا الْبَيَاضِ فَإِنَّهَا أَطْهَرُ وَأَطْيَبُ وَكَفِّنُوا فِيهَا مَوْتَاكُمْ. رَوَاهُ النَّسَائِيُّ وَالْحَاكِمُ وَقَالَ حَدِيثٌ صَحِيحٌ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that wear white clothing because they are the purest, athar, and most excellent, and enshroud your deceased in them as well. So from these two ahadiths we understand that white clothing generally, it brings simplicity into the person, humility, modesty. It's a natural color. And of course we have learned in school that when a person is wearing white clothing, it's best for all seasons. It does not absorb the heat. And also in winter it does not absorb the cold. So it is something that Rasulullah ﷺ has exhorted us to wear white clothing. Also it brings simplicity to the person, humility. And the second hadith, see, it is purest and excellent. So a person wearing white clothing, he will be able to see any dirt that comes onto his clothing immediately, any type of dirt or impurity. But if a person wearing some other type of colors, a dark color, it is very difficult to conceal the dirt. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us. He said it is sunnah to wear white, also mustahab, it's preferable to wear white. Of course, Rasulullah some more other colors also, as we will explain tomorrow, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.